tell a lie long enough. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you what happens next on MHSAA Perspective. Over 100 years ago, the administration of high school sports was in its infancy. Schools were attempting to provide structure to the games they played. An administrative group predating the creation of the MHSAA had an arrangement with the university to conduct a state championship game in football, but instead the university ran what was basically a recruiting combine for its own gain. The two schools which had the players the university coveted most for its own team were those that got invited. And the slow way in which news traveled in those days saw an Upper Peninsula team playing what it thought was a play-in game to the state championship at the same time the university was already hosting the teams that it wanted. Tell a lie long enough and it becomes the truth, or almost becomes the truth. It didn't take long for educators to grab that tiger by the tail and stop the university's exploitation of high school sports. Fast forward now to the mid-1920s, and third-party promoters were attempting to put together what purported to be a national championship high school football game. One such game was played in Detroit with a Motor City entry against a team from Chicago. The problem was, it wasn't the only event calling itself a national championship game. Tell a lie long enough, and it becomes the truth, or almost becomes the truth. Again, educators stepped up to stop this attempt to exploit young people. This time, it was not only educators in Michigan, but a number of states which formed a national organization to serve the high school sports community. Its first task was to stop national competition and keep local high school sports just that, local. Time marches on, and that perspective has not changed in Michigan. It's a perspective that has kept the exploitation of its young people minimized and keeps the pressure from building on schools from the expectations that naturally follow things like national exposure, rankings, and championship and all-star competitions for teams and individuals. It's a perspective that helps keeps a young person's focus where it should be when they're in school. In school. And also keeps them from exposing themselves to serious injuries. Today's college coaches won't say it publicly, but they wish these games would go away. And I know of a local coach who had more than his fair share of gas when his star recruit a few years ago had such a serious injury playing in one of these games. The big lie that these kinds of events are good for school sports has not prevailed in spite of occasional pressure from non-school parties over an individual player or team. Schools know that they hold the keys to change here, but so far nothing has been proposed. If such a proposal was created by a school, it would be given an appropriate vetting by the MHSAA membership, taking care to avoid a knee-jerk reaction to a single situation. Yet the third parties continue their assault, playing all kinds of cards to demean the rules that educators in Michigan and other states have developed which keep school sports local. Terms ranging from outdated to discriminatory and everything in between. They even try to wrap themselves and our kids in the American flag for their own selfish gain. There is one instance in which, though, the lie was told just long enough. Now in the third year of court-ordered changes of seasons in some high school sports in Michigan, participation in the lightning rod sports involved girls basketball and volleyball has dropped at a rate 2 to 3 times greater than the state's population decline. Schools have taken a hard hit at the gate as a result of the season's change. And now it appears that Michigan is falling from its lofty rankings nationally in the scholarship sweepstakes. Michigan, which once ranked 6th nationally in college scholarships in girls volleyball and basketball, has now dropped to 9th in volleyball, according to RichKern.com, and 12th in basketball, according to Scouts Incorporated. The big lie was the unsubstantiated claim that the previous seasons hurt scholarship opportunities. And now it appears that even that lie is being called out. So whether it's about national and all-star competition or sports seasons and scholarships, the big lie, no matter how you slice it, is still a lie. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.